Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of On Time in Full. I'm your host for today, Gabrielle, and right now I'm thrilled to be joined by Alexa Brock, who's actually Strategic Development at Designed Conveyor Systems. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit of the value, but also the impact of in-person events. So, Alexa, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, excited to be here.
All right, well, to start us off, Alexa, just go ahead and give our audience a little bit of your background. We can start with like name and title, just a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. My name is Alexa Brock. I'm on the strategic development team here at DCS. And basically what we do is the front end of the business. And so we are in the business of relationships. And so we get to know people on purely a relationship level, see if there's a cultural fit and also just a fit between our companies. And that's when we'll move them through the sales process and pass it off to one of our account executives. But we're purely relational here, just seeing if there's a fit.
No, absolutely. And we're going to be talking a little bit today about key trends that are currently shaping the landscape in terms of in-person events, but also trade shows and just how they're influencing industry engagement strategies. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many trends that are evolving the industry as we know it, especially in-person events. But one that's really stuck out to me, especially as I've gone to a lot of events this year, is interactivity. And so you'll see at a lot of these booths at these trade shows that they have some form of engagement strategy to be able to show off their product or service offering. So, for example, it could be robots going around the floor on your trade show booth where you can see what it would look like if they were in a warehouse. So you get kind of a feel for, okay, what would this actually look like for my organization. But for DCS, for example, at MODEX, we had a really large Datum display. And so Datum is our WES software. And so attendees were able to come into our booth and pick inventory, which actually was like Starbucks gift cards or golf balls or different DCS branded swag. And they were able to see what it would look like if they were picking inventory in their own warehouse and how it would run through our software. And so, you know, especially as there are so many more trade shows, there are so many more companies out there, you have to really differentiate yourself and be really creative. And so that's what I've noticed.
And talking about like that differentiation, because there's constant industry advancements, but also customer needs, there's constant involvement. So, I mean, how are you finding that DCS is able to leverage in-person events and trade shows to stay on top of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, right? Because, I mean, especially as the market gets more saturated, there are more companies involved. Something that we really pride here at DCS, and I think what makes us different, is our people and our culture. And so we take a lot of time to build relationships. And so you'll notice if you come into our booth, if you talk to one of our people, it's not salesy. We're not there to be transactional. We're not there to be like, hey, do you have a PO ready for us? Is there an RFP that we can respond to? And so I think we differentiate ourselves by how we work with other people. And so we take the time, we get to know you, we try to understand your challenges. And if you have a project this year that we can work on, great. But if it's not for another 5 years, that's fine. Like, we just want to get to know you, see if it's a right cultural fit, and if we could work together. And so I think we put a lot of emphasis on relationship building, which helps us stand out, especially because, you know, at the end of the day, the differences between systems integrators might not be that great, but you know, how we treat people really sets us apart.
Well, it can be a crowded industry, especially in material handling and logistics. So, I mean, what are some of the best practices in terms of advice for standing out at a trade show?
Yeah, so there are a lot of things, right? Because like you said, it's really hard to stand out, especially if you've been to a MODEX where it's booth after booth after booth. Our marketing team does a fantastic job at setting up our booth. And I think having a really well thought out design helps a lot in standing out. So this past MODEX, we had a 2-story booth, which of course makes our booth that much taller, more eye catching. And it worked out nicely because we had 2 conference rooms upstairs. And so that was helpful if you wanted to take the conversation to a more comfortable, more relaxed setting, or if we had client meetings, we had coffee, places to sit up there where you could just have a longer conversation. But also we made sure we set up our booth in a really open floor plan. So people, attendees could come in, talk to folks. They didn't feel, you know, confined in any sense, you know, where they feel like, oh, I can't really move around. Like, we just made sure we had a really, really strong booth design, which I think caught the eyes of the attendees. So we had really good booth traffic. Now, another thing too is the pre-work. So our strategic development team, we do a lot of work before these shows to try to increase our traffic. So we're reaching out to people saying, hey, stop by booth number XYZ that we're going to be at. And that helps to ensure that more people are coming, saying hi. We, you know, reach out to people that we've known for a long time, like, hey, just stop by, grab a Coca-Cola or whatever it might be. And so that's helped a lot as well in making us stand out.
Having that in-person touch. Well, let's talk real-world examples here. I mean, can you share a success story where DCS, you saw gained really significant value from attending a trade show or an in-person event?
Yeah, I mean, I won't use company names for confidentiality's sake, but we see a lot of success from in-person events. And I think kind of like what you said, that in-person touch point makes a huge difference. I mean, if you shake someone's hand and actually take the time to get to know them on a personal basis, I mean, it goes wonders. I mean, compared to LinkedIn or phone call, they might not feel as obligated to meet with you afterwards. But when you've made that in-person connection, we find a lot of success because we do a lot of post, you know, trade show follow-up. We do a lot of outreach to make sure we're having those conversations after the trade shows. And typically people will respond and we'll move them through that lead qualification process.
Well, how did the experience benefit your team and what insights do you think that other companies can take a way to maximize their own participation?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many benefits to in-person events. And this is coming from someone, I used to work fully remote. I never met people in person. And so being here at DCS since January, it's broadened my skill sets, my horizons, and realizing how important they are. So, I mean, the benefits, of course, are from my own skill set lead qualification process, because I get to see my teammates do things in actions, because sometimes they'll have conversations over Microsoft team meetings. I'm not hearing that, but I can see my teammate having a conversation with the prospect. And I'm like, oh, that was a really great question, or that was a really great point. So it allows us to grow off each other's skills because we're seeing it in action. But I think also the benefit of in-person events goes beyond like even what you're there for. Like, it's not just about lead qualification, it's about team building. And I think that's something people don't think about when they think about in-person. So like me and Taylor Walls, we're here at Parcel Forum and we get to know each other so much better because we're together in person for 48 hours or whatever it might be. And so I think it's important to take the time when you're at these trade shows to set up dinners or set up, you know, little events for your team to really get to know each other, because these are fast-paced events. And so it's nice to be with your teammates, people that you genuinely enjoy their company, and have dinner or have time where you can just relax together, because it's going to strengthen your culture. And it makes people excited about in-person events, because then they're like, oh, I'm so excited to see my teammates and I'm excited to be there. And that shows, especially when you're talking to prospects and attendees as well.
No, for sure. I mean, this kind of bleeds into my next question, which is, I mean, how does DCS prepare for industry events in order to ensure that they create these meaningful connections that we're talking about, but also maximize return on investment?
Sure. And I mean, you have to have a return on investment, because these shows are a big, I mean, they're a big investment at the end of the day, with the travel, with the booths, with the setup. And so you have to see that ROI. But I will say, I mean, I think when you're thinking about maximizing that ROI, of course, there's a lot of pre-work that has to be done. So like I said, we reach out to people before the event. We try to make sure that we're increasing booth traffic. We're getting people there. That's a big part of it. I think another thing that I haven't touched on is our marketing team does a really good job at setting up offsite events. And so we, for example, at MODEX, we went to Saints and Council, which is a wonderful venue in Atlanta for food, drinks, just really informal, instead of having people just come to our booth. And we tried to reach out to important folks in our industry, just say, hey, stop by, have some food, have a conversation. And that's been really helpful, because that helps us strengthen the meaningful connections that we're creating. And I think it's another, maybe something you don't think about as well, is having an offsite where it's just very informal, but you're having these good conversations. That's helpful in making sure that they'll respond to you after the show as well, because you've spent more time together. They feel more obligated in a sense, but you have that relationship to maximize the ROI at the end of the day.
And let's talk about that as well, post-event follow-up. So, I mean, what are some of the successful strategies that you find that DCS has been able to employ when it comes to post-show?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's obviously the most important part is the follow-up, right? Because you can do all this work, you can get people there, but if you never follow up, then what was the point? So we, our strategic development team takes, it really seriously in our follow-up. So typically we'll reach out to them over LinkedIn, email, phone call, because people like to be reached out to in different ways. And so we really try to diversify the methods so that we're reaching out to someone in the way they want to be reached out to, because some people might want to have a phone call, some people might not want to be called on the phone. So we really make sure that we capture all the contact information at the show. We have it all ready to go so that we can use those methods. And then I think we're really non-salesy. I mean, we don't sell anything on my team. We're there purely for relationship building. And so we really emphasize that in our follow-up, like, hey, we just would love to continue the conversation, see if there's a fit long-term. And so we've seen a lot of conversion from that.
What kind of emerging opportunities do you see for companies that participate in these all these in-person events, particularly as you're finding that industries are just evolving?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you could go into a lot of opportunities, especially as technology keeps advancing and all this stuff. But I think as things get more advanced, it almost goes back to the fundamental of the human connection. Because I think sometimes at these events, you get so caught up in the technology, or you get so caught up in, oh, what are the next things that I can be doing for my company? And you're trying to explain that to attendees. But at the end of the day, if you're just a human and say, hey, what challenges are you facing? What do you think could be helpful? And try to not push whatever it is that you bring to the table. I think that's gonna make all the difference, especially as the market gets more saturated, because people can tell intention. I mean, it's people talking to people at the end of the day. And so if they can tell that your intention is not really to get to know them, but try to push whatever it is you're selling, it's not gonna go far. So I think the biggest opportunity is gonna be, hey, go back to the original. It's just two people talking and getting to know each other. And if there's a fit, great. If it's not, it's just one more person that you got to know. So I think that's gonna be most important as we continue to evolve.
Well, based on your experience, I mean, what advice would you give to companies that are looking to maximize their presence, but also their success at in-person trade shows and industry events?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a sum of what we've talked about today. So, I think the first thing is what you put into it, you're going to get out of it. So having a really strong booth design, working with your marketing team, getting offsite events, you know, doing the pre-work to get people to your booth, that's what, I mean, maximize the ROI. I mean, helps you at the end of the day make sure that it's going to be a success, because if you're not putting any work in, then you're just kind of hoping that people stop by while they're there, and it's just not going to be a good show for you. So put in the work beforehand, it will pay off. And then I think, like I said, the human connection, make sure that your intention is very obvious in every situation and when you're having conversations with people. And my boss, Mark Kidwell, he always says that, you know, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And so I think it's going through the process of building that genuine human relationship. That's when people are going to buy from you. I mean, that's what sales is at the end of the day, is just a human connection that worked out because your product fit their needs. But even if your product doesn't fit their needs and they don't like you, they're not going to go with you. So I think making sure you focus on that is going to be really important.
Wonderful. And as we start closing up the podcast here, any last thoughts you want to leave with our audience about anything we talked about?
Yeah, no, I mean, just that in-person events are so important. And at the end of the day, you know, people crave that human connection now more than ever, especially post-pandemic, when all of us were at home, we didn't get to see people in person. And so take advantage of them. It's the best way to get to know people, to build those relationships. And come see DCS when we're at NRF Retail, RELA, Manifest. We're gonna be everywhere next spring. So we hope to make some connections with you guys, especially as we're at these events.
Fantastic. Well, that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you so much, Alexa, for joining us on
today's podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you so much.
And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit designconveyor.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.